Welcome to Short Shifts. Jeffrey J. Hulavecchio, Magic Carpet Operator. Damn, it was going to be a good one, and I poofed that. Butt clap being the long day. My voice is going. Anyways, Toph has no idea we're going to talk about Short Shifts. We got 10 minutes on the clock. 11:30. Okay. And Toph, want to talk about setbacks, how to overcome them, how you overcame. Let's talk about how you overcame them specifically. But I want to talk about injuries. Things you can do, things you can do positively, things that take you down the wrong path. You got a couple injuries in your career. They're going to happen to most guys or girls. What are things you can do with that type of setback where you're going to miss like at least a month, an significant amount of time?
Yeah. It's actually funny you say this because I literally went to a new doctor yesterday and you don't have to fill out like all those injuries, medical history forms or whatever. And they're like surgeries. And I was like, do you have more paper? too many to count. But anyways, injuries. Let's start off with the worst thing that you can do. And that's nothing and feel sorry for yourself. I think that's the worst thing that you can do. It's okay to like be mad and kind of wallow in it for a second. Like you have to kind of like, I don't want to say grieve it. Maybe that's a little bit too strong of a word, but like you have to process the fact that, you got something ripped away from you and you're not going to be able to do that thing that you love for a little bit of time or a lot of it of time. So it's okay to kind of feel sorry for yourself for a second, but then it's always what are you going to do about it? What's a positive we can take out of it? It has to be. And so, some of the things that I've done with some of the injuries that I've had is, okay, what's something I can do with another part of my body, or what's something that I can do with my brain, if it's a physical injury, not a head injury, that can help me to get better, like find a way to get better some other way. And so like when I tore my ACL, it was upper body workouts and watching I missed almost an entire year, like watching the game, like getting tight with the coaches, watching video with them, like almost becoming a quasi coach. I played my entire sophomore year with torn cartilage in my wrist at Cornell. It's just monotonous freaking rehab, man. It's monotonous. You have to do it and it sucks and you got to get to practice early and you have to go through that stuff and it hurts. But like, I don't want to be a person to tell everybody that they have to play through their injuries, but like there's a mental toughness and mental resiliency that comes through playing through minor-ish injuries. It's my entire sophomore year, I couldn't shoot the puck. Like I literally couldn't shoot the puck. All I was doing was passing and I couldn't really take faceoffs and it hurt, but like grinding through, there's some mental freaking toughness that comes with that, man. Like, and I'm not advocating, I want to make sure, like I'm not advocating playing if it's going to hurt you more or if it's going to take a mental toll, because I think there are people who probably play through some shit that shouldn't be, they should be taking time off. But if it's something that's not going to hurt you more and you can play through it, there's something, I don't know. What do you think? Like it's a bit of a controversial topic, but like,
it all depends on the injury.
Yeah.
It all depends on the injury. I was looking more of like, you're out for a month or 2 months or 6 months, knee, shoulder, something like that, which I know that, you blow out your ACL and
you got to find a positive out of it. You have to find a positive out of every situation.
Because what if you don't?
What if you don't? What?
What if you don't find a positive and you sit there, you're not getting better. You're not finding the silver lining. You're not making this work for you. You're literally staying the exact same, probably regressing. Or you could do a Toph did here, become tighter with the coaches to see the game in a different way, to do all of his rehab and build up other things, to work out his upper body and get jacked in his upper body while he couldn't do stuff with his lower body. Like there is always something you can be doing to be moving
coach,
the needle.
That's north. The biggest thing, honestly, is like become a coach. I didn't understand the game of hockey until I became a coach. I didn't. Like I did from a processing standpoint, like I was a smart hockey player, but like, I'm telling you that when I became a coach, the entire way that I saw the game changed.
Oh, for sure.
The entire way that I saw the game changed. And so like use that time where you can't physically be out there to like really watch the game and really think about the intricacies of it and find a couple players that you model your game after. Maybe it's a teammate or two, or maybe it's an opponent that like you think is really good, and watch what they do. You know, what are two or three things that they do on the ice that really stand out to you? And maybe incorporate that stuff into your game. And so like, if it's a physical injury, you know, take that time to really take a step back, look at the game from more of a 10,000 foot view, and really learn about the ins and outs of the game.
Dude, and you know, I did the same thing when I was in Omaha and I had my first ever real injury. You know, I had my groin tear off the bone and I was out for 3 months, and that was the first time I ever really, really watched hockey and took notes and was like, oh, so in that situation there, I could do what he just did, I should have done that, or I need to pick that up in my game. And it really helped me. It also got me into working out, which I've talked a lot in this podcast, and me getting into training to be a hockey player changed my life, not just my hockey, it changed my life, you know, and finding a way to get better through hard times or hardships will not only make you a more mentally tough human being, it'll make you a better hockey player in the long run too, because then when little things that are, you know, maybe in the past you would have pouted or you would have thought it was a big deal, if you move that needle north through the hard times and when you're injured or all that stuff, now this little bump in the road setback that maybe would have set you off in the past, now it's just perspective. Oh, I missed 6 months and I still got better. This isn't a big deal at all. Not a big deal. I'll find a way around this too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. With what I was talking about before, about playing through injuries, one injury that you should definitely not play through is concussions, and you need to take time off and recover and do all the things necessary. You are way more, attuned to that than I am. Concussions are a real thing. They're a real thing in a contact sport, especially one as fast as hockey. And so, you know, I kind of talked about it from the physical standpoint, but let's talk about it from a head injury, because kids get concussions. What kind of advice would you give to somebody that's dealing with a head injury?
I mean, go to a concussion specialist. Don't go to your general MD. The doctor that you go to for your physicals, and if you have bronchitis that you see yearly for checkups, do not go to see that guy if you have over a grade one concussion, over a mild dinger, because MDs, like those types of family practices, they know a little about a lot. They don't know a lot about a little. 99% of them. When it's your brain, you want to go to a concussion specialist, because there's a lot of things you can be doing right away to help that. The longer you wait, it's you're not making any better. Sometimes, you know, you could have been over it way quicker if you would have done these certain things right away. So 100% first and foremost, go actually see a concussion specialist. And that, you know, other than that, that is the one tough one. Like, I had I had other injuries where I could, you know, okay, my knees, I sprained my ankle in college doing a crip walk at a party at 2 a.m. like an idiot after freshman year, sprained my ankle real bad, real bad. Still feel it to this day. I was dancing hard at this party, bro. I was in the middle. I was bopping and bang. Oh my God. I just rolled my ankle so bad. I'm such an idiot. I don't even know if coaches or my trainer know that. So listen to this. Sorry, guys. Couldn't work out on that leg for like 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But I used machines and did all these things I usually wouldn't, right? You can find a way to work around it. With a concussion, it is a little bit harder to work around it, depending on how bad it is, because you can't do a bunch of physical stuff. You can't do mental stuff. You don't want to be on screens, you know, but you can eat better. You can sleep. You can, you know, there's something you can be doing. I worked on my vestibular system 6 days a week, and I got acupuncture in my skull and my neck and my back and my spine and all this shit. There's something you can be doing to move that needle north for your mental and your physical.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like I said, you just got to find a positive in everything. If you can, like try as best you can. Sometimes it's difficult to do that, but with all the injuries that I had, it was okay. What can I do to get better? Mm-hmm. However small that might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
However small.
Find a way, because if you don't, someone else will.
Ooh, there we go. All right. And with that, time's up. Catch you at the show.